Welcome to the Richview Church Podcast. We want to journey with you in your next steps with Jesus. Ready? Let's go.
Hi, everyone, and let me add my own happy Mother's Day. While it's important to acknowledge that Mother's Day is not an easy day for some people for a variety of good reasons, I hope that this day is a reminder for all that mothers have this incredibly important role in the family and have a great impact. And the scriptures teach that we are to give honor where honor is due. And I trust that you are finding creative ways to do that in this context in which we are living. Proverbs 1:8-9 says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck." This is a great time to reflect on the teaching we have received from our parents or grandparents. And this past couple weeks, I've been thinking a lot about my own parents and my heritage. They lived through some very difficult times. My father was born in 1907 and my mom in 1914. A few years ago, my sister put together a wonderful memory book, a tribute to my parents and the McLean family farm on which we grew up. I am so very fortunate and blessed to have had parents who provided great examples. Maybe you have grown up in a family that had favorite sayings or expressions. I certainly did. These were repeated frequently and were meant to help to guide us in the right way of living. One that my sister cited in this memory book and that is deeply planted in my own memory and which my mom would recite frequently to get us up and going in the morning goes like this. Don't throw minutes away at the beginning of the day, because you can't pick them up at the end of the day. You can hurry and scurry and worry and flurry, but you've lost them forever, forever and a. Believe me, as a teenager, I groaned as I heard that called out frequently in the morning. But now I do recognize the wisdom in it. This morning we are going to look at a biblical proverb that very likely you have heard. Certainly that would be true if you grew up in the church. And if you haven't, it's one that's recognized as one that we should all hold in our heart and mind and orient our lives around. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. We are going to break it down into its natural four sections. The first and most important directive is trust in the Lord with all your heart. This sounds simple enough until you try to do it, until you try to live day in and day out by this directive and wise counsel. To trust in is to put your faith in someone or something, and to do it with all your heart is to do it completely. I think first we need to consider why this is wise counsel, to put our trust in the Lord. The nature of trust is that it's only wise if the object that we are putting our trust in is worthy of that trust. I think this is where many of us have had bad and disappointing experiences with trust. I recall a number of years ago when we went to visit some friends, and we were going to sit outside and just talk and sit on some lawn chairs. And one of the friends warned me before I sat down on a chair that it was a bit old and I was to be careful. I kind of sloughed her off and said with a bit of arrogance, "Well, I'm a man of faith," and sat down and fell through the bottom of the chair. I had put my trust in a chair that was not worthy of that trust. Some may think that putting your trust in the Lord is likewise a silly, maybe superstitious, or even ignorant decision. But trusting in the true and living God, who has revealed himself to us and that we can know through the teachings of the scriptures, will not be like that chair. Rather, our experience will be like that of the psalmist David. He wrote this about his experience of the Lord, Psalm 18, verse 2. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety." That's why we can trust our Lord. He is a rock. He is dependable. He is a place of security. And right now, we need to put our trust in the Lord. The counsel to trust is needed, not so much when things are going easy, but when things are difficult, when things are confusing, when things are uncertain, when we're wandering in the wilderness, when the winds are blowing and the waves are getting higher. That's when we need to be reminded to put our trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Look to him. Put your confidence in him, for he is good and worthy of our trust. And what about that phrase, "with all your heart"? You see, some of us trust, but we're kind of half-heartedly. We trust when it's easy to trust, when it's convenient to trust. Maybe when it seems God is smiling on us and all goes well. The test is when it's hard and uncertain, when difficulties and disappointments come. Right now, for many of us, our trust, our faith is being tested. Maybe doubts and fears are flooding our minds. Trust is a decision to believe and to continue to live according to God's ways when it's tempting not to. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And the compliment is in the second phrase, "lean not on your own understanding." This can be so hard to do. The counsel is to be wary of our own wisdom. And let's be honest with ourselves. The more we have studied, the more we read, the more we are inundated with information, the more we tend to look to ourselves and be confident in our own opinions. Who needs God? I can figure this out for myself. A complimentary proverb is found in chapter 14 and verse 12. "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death." Now, hear me carefully. Scripture is not anti-intellectual. It is not anti-learning or anti-study or anti-knowledge. Learning and study and the pursuit of knowledge are all championed in the scriptures. But with this very significant caveat, beware of pride. Beware of pride. Proverbs 3:7, directly following the one we are focusing on today, says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes." Do not be wise in your own eyes. This is what leaning on your own understanding is. It is putting my intellectual abilities, my reasoning, above the clear guidance and wisdom of God. Let me give three common examples. When dating, that was a long time ago for me, but when dating, the clear guidance of the scriptures is, if you are a Christian, to not seriously date an unbeliever and certainly not to marry them. Yet I've seen this happen so many times to devastating results. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Another example. God gives us all kinds of clear guidance regarding how we're to steward our treasures. We are to give generously, sacrificially. 10% is given as a kind of standard. That requires faith, trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. A final example. God clearly tells us to forgive one another. But so often, we like to nurse our hurts and wounds. We justify our anger or hold on to it, not realizing that the person we are hurting the most is ourselves. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. If God's Word is clear, and the Spirit of God is speaking to us, trust and obey. Proverbs 3:6 continues, "In all your ways acknowledge Him." The word acknowledge is actually a bit weak for the Hebrew word behind us. The actual word is know. In all your ways know Him, which means relate to Him, fellowship with Him, seek Him. Or to put it negatively, don't ignore God as you live your life. Rather, seek God regarding every aspect of your life. Eugene Peterson in the Message translation puts it this way, "Listen for God's voice in everything you do, and everywhere you go." That's what a vibrant faith looks like. Is yours a vibrant faith? Do you seek to acknowledge, to know God in all your ways? Do you actively look to Him for direction, wisdom, perspective, help? A vibrant faith is not a faith that we take out only on Sundays or when we are with our religious friends. It permeates all of life, in all our comings and goings, in all our joys and in our challenges. We seek to be aware and alert to the reality, will, and voice of God. And when we do this, then the wonderful promise which with this proverb ends becomes our reality. And He will make your path straight. The old English King James Version that many of us memorized growing up says, "And He will direct your paths." The phrase is an expression. Not meant to be understood too literally, but conceptually. We're to imagine someone on a journey, trying to get to their destination. But meeting obstacle after obstacle, difficulty after difficulty, hindrance after hindrance. That is the not clear way, the path not being straight. It is a frustrating, discouraging, futile feeling, and maybe worse, you get lost along the way or meet disaster. The straight path is also in contrast to the crooked or twisted ways of the wicked. The straight path is the right path, the path that will get us to our destination. The promise is this, that if we trust our Lord fully, if we lean not on our own understanding, if in all our ways we acknowledge Him, then God will be with us on the journey and enable us to get to where He wants us to be. We will not get lost along the way. Now, it is very clear from Scripture that God does not necessarily make our paths easy. This proverb is not to be understood as God will make our way easy. No study of the heroes of faith would leave us with that impression. But God did guide their way, worked powerfully in and through them. God made a way. Jesus, centuries later, put it this way to his followers. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Jesus is saying, we may and will most likely have a hard time in this world. There may be incredible difficulties at times, but that is not the end of the story. The end of the story is victory. Always. Always. That's why we live with hope. We are people of the resurrection. Even death is not the end of the story. If we are seeking to live lives fully devoted to God, trusting Him, surrendered to Him, then He will guide our lives and get us safely home, home to Him. Do you live with that kind of trust? Well, I grew up in a Christian home and certainly was fortunate to do so. It wasn't until I was in my later teens that I began to really grapple with what Christianity was all about, who Jesus was, what He did for me, and what that meant for my life. And it wasn't until that point that I yielded my life to Him. I knew about Him, but I hadn't trusted Him fully. And I did at that point. Now, some 45 years later, I can tell you the truth of this proverb. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Are you doing that today? Don't miss out on the life that Jesus has for you by putting your faith in Him, trusting Him, following His voice. He is the one who will make the way. Would you join me in prayer? Father God, thank You for these ancient words of wisdom, of truth. And I pray that they would echo in our hearts and resound again with the sound of truth. That we would orient our lives around these words, to put our trust in you fully, completely. That we would abandon ourselves to you, that we would make you Lord of our lives, that we would be careful to not lean on our own understanding. The truths that we hear of this world that are contrary to the truths of Scripture. That we would, Father, acknowledge you in all our ways, and we will experience your guidance, your direction, your blessing, your way, and we will live with the confidence that you have prepared a home for us for all eternity. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us this day. For in the name of Jesus, I would pray. Amen.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged in today's podcast. Check us out at richviewchurch.com, Facebook, or Twitter at Richview Toronto. But you know what? We're not an online church, so we hope that you'll come visit our church in person. We'd love to get to know you.